that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we take you to Old City Hall in Reading, where Axiom Repertory Theater is presenting Wit, the Pulitzer Prize-winning dark comedy. We'll talk with several of the actors from that production. We gonna do this. Also on today's program, we'll be talking with art teacher Rita Rickmers and her students from Chico's Pleasant Valley High School. Those students will be starring in a most unusual fashion show. They'll be wearing outfits they created using all kinds of recycled materials. They'll tell us all about it coming up on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
The Cascade Theater in Reading presents Oliver, the Musical. This timeless Dickens tale springs to life on stage with memorable characters and songs. Performances are tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow at 2 and 7, and Sunday at 2. Tomorrow at Reading's Civic Auditorium, comedian Kathleen Madigan brings the funny with her show Boxed Wine and Bigfoot. The stand-up starts at 7:30. The Orland Art Center, in the exhibit Dancing to Different Tunes, displays paintings by a mother-daughter duo, Pat Vogt and Allison Mucci. The center's open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 6. At Chico Theater Company, Noise is Off, a laugh-out-loud look at the backstage follies of theater folk. See this wild farce tonight or tomorrow night at 7:30 or Sunday at 2. Tomorrow, celebrate spring at Chico State's Harlan Adams Theater with the Symphonic Winds. This ensemble, featuring North State Symphony's maestro Scott Seaton on alto saxophone, begins playing at 7:30. Sunday, at the university's Zing Recital Hall, the Grand Opera Cinema Series presents Aida. This Verdi masterpiece fills the big screen, starting at 2 o'clock. Tuesday, at CSU Chico's Harlan Adams Theater, the concert and jazz bands have a special evening planned with everything from overtures and marches to big band and swing. This potpourri of music begins at 7:30. At Chico Arts Center, Creative Fusion, the 14th annual junior high and high school exhibition. Young art students from the Chico area display their paintings, photographs, ceramics, and sculptures. The center's open noon to 4 Monday through Friday and 10 to 4 tomorrow and Sunday. Also on the Chico visual art scene, MoCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, will be honoring local veterans by displaying some of their artwork. MoCA's open Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 5. In the new Arts and Humanities building at Chico State, the Janet Turner Print Museum displays its 23rd Juried Student Printmaking Exhibition, showcasing outstanding student works. Also at the Turner, the 16th Annual Ink Clay Art Show. Museum hours, 11 to 4, Monday through Saturday. In Paradise, Theater on the Ridge ends its run of the Neil Simon comedy Brighton Beach Memoirs, based on the playwright's early life. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and the final performance is Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Today is the birthday of theater, movie, and TV actor Jessica Lange. I like, admitted Lange, playing characters who are out there on the edge, where they can explode at any moment or fall off the precipice.
let's join our Reading correspondent, Kelly Frost. He's at Reading's Old City Hall, where Axiom Repertory Theater is presenting the acclaimed dark comedy, Wit. Let's hear from the actors.
Tell me your name and then tell me the name of the character that you're playing.
I'm Lisa Collins, and I'm playing Vivian Baring.
You have shaved your head, and is that for getting into character?
She's in the last stages of chemotherapy in this play, so she has no hair. I know it freaks some people out. They can't imagine doing it, but for me, I love acting, and this is a wonderful opportunity to play a great part. Having no hair just actually makes it more fun and interesting to play the character. It makes the character come alive more.
What kind of reaction do you get when you go out into public like this?
Oh, well, it's interesting. I work in an office where I'm kind of at the front desk, and we have a lot of clients that are familiar with me. So that's the most awkward thing, because people look, most of them think I'm having chemo because I have no hair, or I'm wearing a wig or a funny hat. Clearly, there's no hair underneath it. So I have a wig that very much looks like my own hair that I wear at work. But otherwise, going around with just a cap on or a wig that doesn't look like mine, because I got some to play with for fun, it informs me, because people look at you and think you have cancer and are in chemo. And it's interesting to watch their reactions. They're, you know, looking at you with a little pity or looking away because they're uncomfortable. It's been very informative.
Tell me about your character.
My character is the central character, Vivian Baring. She is a professor of 17th century poetry, specializing in the Holy Sonnets of John Donne. Those are the sonnets and poems that included Death Be Not Proud, a Valediction Forbidding Mourning. Donne was the ultimate metaphysical poet from the early 17th century. My character is undergoing experimental chemotherapy for stage 4 metastatic ovarian cancer, and she's a professor of this poetry, which explores mortality and the larger issues of life and God. It's a fascinating journey. It's not just about cancer at all. It's this woman's journey from diagnosis to death and her inner struggle. There are some very funny parts. Believe it or not, I actually had cancer myself, a different kind, breast cancer. Humor is definitely something you employ when you're living with it day to day. I so look forward to having a chance to have an audience be part of that inner circle and feel okay to really understand what it is like when you have cancer, or I'm sure any kind of really serious disease. You know, it's not all sad all the time. You have to have humor and you have to have wit. For me personally, when people would laugh with me, that made me feel much better than when they pitied me.
How do you draw from within yourself or different characters?
I have learned acting is not completely pretending to be somebody else. It's actually finding those things inside of you that are shared traits of the character you're portraying, and you bring those to the surface. My hardest thing has been to find things about this character that are not like me. There are so many things that I have in common with her and that I can completely identify with. Her dedication to excellence and passion and being uncompromising, and then doubting that maybe uncompromising and a standard of excellence, maybe that isn't the way you should live your life. Maybe you should be kinder and more forgiving. I imagine everybody has inner struggles and that little voice that's judging us all the time. You get to see a very intelligent woman working that out with the help of a great poet and a great playwright. This is a Pulitzer Prize-winning play. This character, to prepare for her, I just had to try and find a couple of things that separated her a little bit more from Lisa Collins so that it was a clear character.
Are you cancer-free now?
I am. 10 years, yeah.
Congratulations. I'm very inspired by your story there. I didn't have any idea before, but I'm really looking forward to seeing this.
Thank you. Because I had cancer, I think it gives me a little more permission to completely embrace and laugh along with the character, because I've been there, so I can talk about it.
What kind of emotions do you think the audience will go through watching this?
Oh, my. It'll be a roller coaster. hopefully they'll go through some warm memories of love. I'm sure they will also feel some, certainly a lot of sadness and concern. It's very emotional. They'll laugh. There are some really funny parts, believe it or not. And at the end, I think it's very hopeful. It's not like just this depressing thing where this woman has cancer. It's this beautiful up and down. It's, again, just such a beautifully crafted play. It goes high, it goes low, it goes quiet, it goes intense. And you'll see the spelling of it sometimes is W semicolon T, like semicolon takes the place of the I for wit. One of the inner stories is the study of the poetry where punctuation is everything. And one of the central messages is the difference between life and death is not that huge. It's just a comma, not a semicolon, not a colon, not a big dramatic shift from one thing to another, from dark to light, from life to death. It's just a comma. When I had cancer, you go through this inner struggle about, am I going to die? And I think I did a lot of soul searching and came to terms with my mortality. And I think that's where she gets too, where it's like, I can cross over into that light with a happy heart. It's not a sad thing for me anymore. It's just a breath.
So tell me your name, and then tell me the name of the character you're playing.
My name is Spencer Dierdorf, and I'm playing Dr. Jason Posner. He's studying to be a researcher. He doesn't really want to be a doctor who interacts with people, and you can really see that come through. He has a total lack of bedside manner. He doesn't care too much about the patients. All he cares about is the data. Vivian, our main character, has a team of doctors because she's undergoing an experimental procedure.
How does that go with her?
She lasts much longer than most people who have gone through the procedure. Keep in mind, this play was written in the 90s, and technology, of course, has advanced very far since then. It's no secret that she dies at the end, but she goes through 8 rounds of this experimental chemotherapy, and that was unheard of, and no one else had done it before.
Oh, so he doesn't have very nice bedside manner, I take it.
No, not at all. As a result, Jason has a lot of the more comedic moments in the show. The comedy comes from his lack of self-awareness.
So tell me your name and then your character's name.
I'm Elsie Ritchie, and I play E.M. Ashford. Professor Ashford is Vivian Baring's original mentor in medieval literature with the study of John Donne's metaphysical poetry. She is the model for the kind of very precise and uncompromising approach to academic inquiry. The character of E.M. is used at the beginning to sort of show the audience how Vivian got to the place where she is as an academic and as an individual. E.M.'s style is the style Vivian Baring adopts, and then my character returns in the end.
Does she have a close relationship with Vivian, or?
We imagine that once Vivian was hired into the English department at the university where they both work, that they developed a closer relationship. You get the sense that they haven't seen each other for some time because the scene at the end, the premise is Professor Ashford does not know Vivian's condition.
So can you tell me your name and then tell me the name of your character?
My name is Tanya Stedman, and I'm playing Susie Monahan, Vivian's primary nurse.
It sounds like Vivian really has a lot of health problems, so tell me about how your character deals with that.
The story is about how patients and doctors and coworkers all intermingle in the hospital setting. There are times when you have to be politically incorrect, and there's times when you have to be very passionate about what you want to do. We go through all of those emotions in this play. I'm not only Vivian's prime caretaker, I'm also a little bit of her guardian, and I watch out for her.
Can you tell me, like, what sort of emotions the audience might go through when they're watching this play?
Well, first of all, it's a lot of fun going on here also. And when I have a bad day at the office, I just have a bad day. A doctor has a bad day at the office, usually somebody died. Doctors and nurses run on this level of adrenaline and this level of interaction with human beings that most of us aren't used to. Their average day is life and death, and they deal with this every single day. in that you can sometimes be a little, you know, cold and clinical about it, and sometimes you learn how to get through all that and make it the best that you possibly can and do the best job that you can.
Yourself, do you work in the health field?
I do not, but I've been in a hospital before for extended periods of time, and for personal reasons, I look at Susie Monahan as a hero.
What did you have in your life to maybe draw from to do this character?
I actually had what Vivian had a long time ago. The nurses that took care of me were fantastic. They were amazing. They got me through every single day. The doctors are great, too. I don't want to, you know, act like they're not. But the nurses in particular were my heroes. They have a very hard job and very little glory. When you're sick and you need somebody to take care of you, nurses are your heroes.
Production of the Pulitzer Prize-winning dark comedy Wit is being presented by Axiom Repertory Theater at Old City Hall in Reading. And it plays tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2. Then it continues for one more weekend, Thursday through Sunday.
Dolores Mitchell, and today I have people who are so excited about an upcoming event that Rita Rickmers, our teacher at Pleasant Valley High School, will introduce.
This is an event you're not going to want to miss at the Women's Club. It's called Phoenix. It's a fashion show of unusual materials, recycled materials, or upcycled fashions that are all basically wearable art walking down the catwalk. You're going to see things you've never seen before, surpassing all my expectations. They've made clothes out of everything from drinking straws to leather shoes to origami paper, all different kinds of materials. I think you're really going to be wowed if you come down.
Amanda, tell us about your experience.
So far, it's been great creating objects that can go in the show or in the boutique. Just walking down the runway, letting everybody see it. It's really great, just like showing your expression and what you create and what you really like about it.
Samantha, how about what you're doing?
I'm doing a type of Save the Forest one, using all these upcycled clothes that are donated or worn down. And I'm gonna try to put them together with the materials. I have sticks, I have ribbons, I have paper to show how the trees can be saved. The experience is just great, making the whole entire outfit. I'm so glad to be here in the art program and doing this. And I'm going to love walking down the runway with it.
What does making art add to your life?
It just brings all of my creativity out. I just love doing it because everyone can express themselves.
Rita, what else will be at this event?
We're going to have live music, two different jazz bands from PV. We're going to have some entertainment in the intermission. We're also having a boutique. All of the student teams are making things to sell, so come ready to shop. And we're having a reception with food and an opportunity to take photos of the models in their fashions.
How does this group differ from a more conventional approach to art making?
Art Studio is a 2-year intermediate advanced program, and the idea is to do something that's beyond the regular classroom. Every year, I design a project that's going to get them to connect with the community in some way and give them some kind of life skills that they wouldn't ordinarily get. Resourcefulness, making do with what you've got, cooperation, teamwork, creative thinking.
How about the more aesthetic aspect, color and balance and shape?
definitely part of it. They're all thinking about how everything goes together, and they have to design from the top of the head to the toe. It's a whole look that they're putting together. They're definitely thinking about the aesthetic and the art of creating these clothes.
Rita, what is going to be in the boutique?
There will be quite a selection of jewelry, including necklaces, anklets, bracelets, earrings, also magnets, small zippered pouches, purses. The students have made things mainly out of recycled materials or upcycled materials.
Where did you get all of this material for the students to use?
We have had so many people donate to this project. We put out a call of materials that the students said that they needed. Everything from jean jackets to feathers, ribbon, fabric. People have just answered the call and they've brought in all different things that they no longer needed that they were willing to donate.
How is your art room look during all of this activity?
I've been super excited to be in my room and look around. Twice I've just taken video of everybody working in teams, and they're all doing something different. Many of the kids learned how to use a sewing machine, and they had never used a sewing machine before, and now they run to my room to get one of the sewing machines so that they can sew that class period. They're using glue guns and glue sticks, and they're attaching things, and they're making things out of cardboard. Look around, and they're all so engaged. That's what makes it so exciting.
I'm turning now to a volunteer, Mindy. She is also the mom of one of the participants.
I was very happy to be asked to volunteer. I'm so excited to see everybody's pieces and to be able to help them put them all together, how they see them, and have them walk down the catwalk in their glory.
Mindy, you were saying this is a situation where you really feel involved with the high school, which is sometimes a little unusual for a parent.
When your kids get into high school, you do feel a little detached. Being able to be brought into their world is actually indescribable. They keep their art private, and I'm going to get to see everything. And I want Chico to come see all of the pieces and these incredible kids that have these talents that I don't even think they know they have.
It's a place where you can come and see all this innovation. And tell us, Mindy, what people can also do.
You'll be seeing all of this artwork walk down the aisle, and you'll be able to take some of it home with you. Go to the boutique and see all of the creations that all the kids made.
Can you give us once more a rundown on the location of the Chico Women's Club?
592 East 3rd Street in Chico. There are two different times because we're doing the show twice, 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock.
That's happening tomorrow at the Chico Women's Club, the Phoenix Fashion Show, featuring Pleasant Valley High School art students. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. And if you enjoy North State arts coverage on this station, call in and tell us, and support NSPR. Here's some people to tell you how to do that.